Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The government is recommending that SEPTA immediately sideline its Silver Liner 4 regional rail cars after repeated train fires this year. KYW's Mike DiNardo has more.
The NTSB said SEPTA's current operating practices have failed to protect passengers and crew because the 50-year-old cars have been kept in service while the causes of the fires hasn't been determined. The panel said there was an immediate and unacceptable safety risk because of electrical fires that can spread to occupied compartments, and that risk can't be addressed without extensive work. Now, we're talking about two-thirds of SEPTA's regional rail fleet, some 225 cars. SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer tells us while SEPTA respects the NTSB, the Federal Railroad Administration is SEPTA's governing body, and SEPTA is waiting for it to give it direction.
We're not going to pull the fleet at this time. We're going to continue with the many mitigation measures we've implemented. We're going to implement a couple more just to ensure that we're getting the highest look at what's going on out there. But we're confident we're running a very safe fleet.
SEPTA says they plan on running regional rail service as usual Thursday until getting more direction from the FRA. A Poconos community is reeling after five people, including four children, were killed in a house fire overnight. Officials say it was around midnight when a home caught fire on Willow Street in Franklin Township near Jim Thorpe. There, the remains of an adult female, three male children, and one female child were found. The Lehighton Area School District says it's believed the victims included a kindergarten student, a first grader, and a ninth grader. Superintendent Jason Moser says extra mental health services are available to students as they learn of the tragedy.
We have our own guidance counselors in each building, and we have a social worker in each building as well who are available all day long for any of our students who may be struggling with this information and this tragic news.
The cause of the fire is under investigation by Pennsylvania State Police. The race to succeed Dwight Evans in Congress got a new candidate today, and she instantly shot to the head of the pack. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has the story.
I am running to represent Philadelphia in the United States Congress.
Dr. Ayla Stanford is not just a well-known figure in Philadelphia. She evokes something close to reverence thanks to her decisive action during the COVID pandemic and securing testing and vaccines for vulnerable communities through the group she founded, the Black Doctors Consortium. It's work she cited as evidence she can handle Congress.
Philadelphia vaccinated more Black Americans than any other major city in the country because of our early and intentional work. That was not luck. It was leadership.
Congressman Evans was impressed enough to give her his endorsement, something the other candidates in the race had been vying for.
Evans announced in June he would not seek a seventh term. New Jersey Transit has a new shuttle service with a direct route between Vineland and Atlantic City. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more from the Vineland Transportation Center.
There will be two round trips each day coinciding with shift changes at the casinos. Each shuttle can fit up to 20 passengers. New Jersey Transit CEO Chris Calori says this idea came from State Senator Michael Testa.
But what I love about it is partisanship and party does not come in the way when the solution is a good one.
Senator Testa says he's happy to see New Jersey Transit expanding its offerings in the southern part of the state.
We are going to be providing direct transportation and real employment opportunities for people who desperately need those opportunities.
Buses depart Vineland at 5:35 in the morning and 1:35 in the afternoon, and it's $6 each way. Buses leave AC at 7:45 in the morning and 3:45 in the afternoon, all with 1 hour of travel time. Mural Arts Philadelphia is kicking off Mural Arts Month with a blockbuster. KYW Sheridan Howard reports Films Shaped by a City is a mural inspired by key films and organizations with large footprints.
I love dedication, and I kind of love attention.
Marion Bailey is the muralist behind the new community piece on the Sansom Street wall of the Philadelphia Film Center in Center City. The mural was inspired by film festivals like the Black Star and the Latino Film Festival, as well as some local organizations.
Organizations here that really promote access to creations of film.
She says it's all about access and visibility.
Now when you walk past or you drive past, there's like this bright chartreuse wall with all of these like colorful illustrations.
And you know, a little color goes a long way. Now the theme this year of Aviva Kappas with the Mural Arts explains is the voices of Philly, and the new murals, like the artists that create them, she says, are part of the fabric of the city. They're the voices that carry for generations to come.
We're thinking about how mural arts can be part of making sure that Philadelphia supports artists today and 40 years from now.
The Films Shaped by a City dedication will be held October 3rd from 1 to 3 p.m. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.